Mitzrayim by you say Hanan B'Shari Surim. In other words, when it comes to Basar B'Cholov and you have five kezayis piece of meat and you have a belia of one kezayis of Cholov, so obviously you don't have Shishim, so then you have to have Shishim Keneged the whole Chakicha, not just Keneged the kezayis of milk. But when it comes to Shari Surim, say you have a piece of meat, and then a five kezayis piece of meat, and then you have one kezayis in the Vela that was Nivla in it. So Rabbeinu Tam says you still need kezayis Keneged the whole Chakicha, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says you need Shishim Keneged the whole Chakicha, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says you just need Keneged the Balua. So that is the machlokes, and it started off with this discussion of the Gemara on Daf Kuf, where the Gemara says that if you had a kezayis, had nevela that's nivla on the chaticha, so it's not batel because it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita Mimbeminu LaBatel, and then that chaticha was sticking out. You know, according to Tosus has to be sticking out Kulo, according to Rashi even partially, and then it was mixed in, so then it will aser. So the Gemara says, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so why does it have to have a Nesinas Tam in the meaning, this Nesinas Tam, obviously, like Rav Tuchman pointed out, is not a real Nesinas Tam, because it's a Min B'Mino. But at least what do you need that it shouldn't be Batal B'Shishim? So we explain, the Tosas, the Yisra Brach explains that you need, to have the Din of Min B'Mino in a Batal, you need a Be'en. And Mela Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that you're not going to have, and Be'en is only by Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So then Rabbeinu Tam says, only if it's in the Sinas Tam will we say the Din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. We won't say it by a Mashim. And that's Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says no, that you don't need Chaticha Nasas Nevela, but once you have in the Sinas Tam, that's enough that you could say that it's a Be'en. But to say Hanan, that we won't say, because this is Shari Surim, and you don't say Hanan B'Shar Surim. Ad kan, the words of Tosfos. Now, there is a famous Taz and Shach on this, regarding this discussion. So we'll take a look.
When
Rabbi Ephraim said
that you need
a substantial amount of Izzah, does
that mean that it has a time?
In other words, it's stronger than Shishim. It doesn't have Shishim, right?
It's stronger than Shishim.
It doesn't have Shishim, yeah. So if you look here on page 20, so there's a long pass here. Look in the Taz, look on page 21. On the fourth line, in the middle, the Hikshu Atosis, Lamu Shachatich Shadetsa Nesam Niko Hanshan Adem Nasalatan, I feel the Mashu, you call Lysos of Neshimina, Kir just says, Akakakas Mashu, there's a Menatan, he's the good minister of Mikosu, Mikom Mokom Lormi, the Tassan Avela, with a Kolshim. But if it'll be in the Sinas Tam, then it'll not say Zaveil. And you do say not in the Veil of the Shari Surim. Mavur bezed, Aval Pisha Rabbi Yehuda, Vimim Bemino, Vimashu, Mikom Mokom Eine Daf, Shetchim Vanessa, Vimashu. Aval Mishmashu Lachaka Bemino, Ein Koch Lesser, Mi Shishim Benegad, Hatich Shenesra, Vlo, Asrini Mikoch Din, Mikoch Mim Bemino, Vimashu. Kein Shem Ein Gufa Yisrkan. Right, that's the, it's not a Be'ed. Elo Shabala Mi Yisr Mashu. Okay, now Yushar Hatich Hashem Mutars. Aval Nesra Hatich Hatchilo Mi Yisr Harvey Shanasa Batam, Azo says Mashu, Mina Acheres, Lomani Shishim Kenegda. The Kevich Arminus Verzos Vizir Mashu, Bimim Mina Lo Yehudish Mina Torah, because the Lakach Dam Apar, because she can't name Hoha Vizir Mashu with Rabban. It was the Din of Rabbi Yehuda is the Din Daraisa, Mim Mina Lo Batam. So this Svara of Mim Mina Lo Batam of Rabbi Yehuda is the Din Daraisa. Now most of the Dinim of Isir Mashu that we have are only in other words, are dinim derabana. The din of Yehuda is a din deraisa. Lakach midam apar, midam asoyer. That's a din deraisa. Yeah. So say, for example, Chametz b'Pesach. Right? So Chametz b'Pesach is also b'mashu. So even if you, if it's on Pesach, right? If something, you a mashu of chametz, or you cooked a little piece of bread with a big vat of potatoes, and there was some bread in it, even though it's batal b'shishim, you know, 100%, you can't eat any of the potatoes because there's even though there's more than shishim, but more than shishim, that's when there's an ishna mashu. Ishna mashu means there's more than shishim, but still not going to help because it doesn't have a time of bread. It's an ishna mashu. Ishna mashu means it doesn't have the time. You have shishim and apple pecan. It's awesome. So that was only a din derabbanan. But the question is, could we apply that same idea of the tosis that say I have like this? I have a piece of bread that was put in a pot with 100 potatoes. So it cooked and it's bottled the shishim, but still there's a mashu. Then I take one potato out from that, and I cook it with other potatoes. No bread now. Just that potato that had bread with it, and now it's cooked another. So then the Taz says that it should be the same idea. That you can't say there won't be a din mashu. Because, again, the mashu is only when it's a be'ed. This mashu is what? Is a taru a balua, and now it's not going to answer the next pot, and that's called in the Taz Lashon we'll see trei mashu lo amrina, trei mashu lo amrina. Because what's the idea of trei mashu lo amrina? Because this is a mashu was only on a ban, and this is not a ban. If it a piece of bread got cooked with a pot of potatoes, and then you took one potato out and you put it into another pot with other potatoes, so the first potato got also to this mashu because there was a be'en of bread. The second doesn't have a be'en of bread. Now the potato is taken out, there's a blia of bread in that potato, and now it's going to go into the next pot, and it's not going to answer because trei mashu lo amrinan. And we use the klal that the Gemara used by Rabbi Yehuda Shita that it doesn't work. Right? So, by the mashu, that's the mashu daraisa. So, the gabi, the mashu is the rabbanon as well. Because, if you do the sheet, there's mim mimino lo bato, that's the din daraisa. We hold, mim mimino is bato. We hold everything, that things will be bato. But still, by certainly surim, by gay nesach, they gave an isser mashu, that means even if you have shishim, it's still going to be osir. So Mishum Chachik Hosef HaTorah, Afil Nesa Machmas Mino, Sha'osef Mashal, Yudu Kol Mashu Menatoru, Kedrishu, Kol Shekein, Chametz V'Pesach. v'didan bein b'mina bein shalom b'mina the mashu also the lo nasa nevela in nesav mashu yosar chacham mashu the tray mashu lo amrina. That is the famous. But you have to understand what's shot in tray mashu lo amrina. So you have to. So that's what we understand. That's the Yisrael Brach explains. That's what, it's simple shot in the past. A tray mashu lo amrina, because a mashu, the chiddush of mashu is the end of mashu. And not a bli of mashu. So the first chaticha had the bed go into it. So now it became usher. But now you take the potato and you put it into the other potatoes, then not. That's a bed. Yeah, look. This particle, it's a bed. I can see it. The end means iron. The end comes with an iron. Iron roa. Ozen shamas. Okay? That's a bed. So this is the famous Taz. If you don't know this Taz, you can't tell anyone you ever learned your day if you don't know this Taz. You understand? Then it's like kibusha, you know. Okay? So this is the Taz. So now we have to do the shach. And if you don't know the shach also, you can't tell anyone you learned your day. What can I tell you? The Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef is also the shach is the parish of the shach on your day. And then the Nekudas HaKesef is his responses to the Taz. Maisa would apply like that. I gave you the case. If you have a piece of bread that was cooked in 100 potatoes, so it's butter more than shishim. So, but each potato you can't eat now, because even though the shishim, but Kabbat Pesach is not bottled to shishim. Right? So it says it's a mashu. It's a mashu means it's not going to be bottled to shishim. Even if you have shishim, it's not going to help. Every potato is helped. Now I take one potato from that thing that was that pot that was cooked with the bread, I transfer it to another pot with other potatoes, and I cook it, right? And you have shishim, say you have shishim connected this potato. Will those potatoes be also? So I would think yes, because that's the mashu. But the answer is no, because this mashu is not a be'enda fell in. The potato fell in. The potato has an iser blia of bread, but not the bread itself. I didn't say lachatchila. I'm just saying because there's questions of ain't bottom of this or lachatchila. You understand? But if this was what happened, it would be it would not.
So is this how it's saying what? Is he taking the side between the Harav and the Ramah? That's saying that.
No. No side of Harav and Ramah. He's just explaining that this is how he explains the Tosis. Shrei Mashahu Lo Rinan, because the first Mashahu is the Be'en, the second Mashahu is only a Bliya. So Shrei Mashahu, so therefore he says, so that would apply to Chavis Festival as well.
But if you apply this to Hanan Bashari Surim, how does it work?
There's nothing to do with Hanan Bashari Surim. There's nothing to do with Hanan. There's nothing to do with Hanan. We're not saying Hanan here. Well, because everyone agrees there's no Hanan but by a mashu. Okay. So comes the Nekudas HaKesef. Because then you needed, but here that's when you have Nesinus Tam. But when there's no Nesinus Tam, you don't get the Hanan. Rabbeinu Tam said you needed Nesinus Tam to get the Hanan.
Yes.
to have a din be'ed, but here we don't have it, we just have a mashu. Okay.
Not every
Nesinas Tam is a Be'en. You have a Nesinas Tam like a Lua also. Nesinas Tam is a Be'en if you hold of Kanan. And you have a Nesinas Tam, and that Nesinas Tam triggers the din of Kanan, and now the whole Chaticha is Isser, and that's a Be'en, because it's not just for Lua, it's the whole Chaticha. Oh. Okay. So the Kruz Kesef says, Ein Dvar of Nechonim. He says, it's not true. He disagrees with the Taz. He says, Gam Masha Hisigam of Mordechai Yafo, or Drisha Velabach, Ela Hashmushim Koshevar. Rosh Masha Rosalom, the Mechomish of Pesach, Shes Masham Chatich, Lechachin Tzvash, also Chatich, Vachay Sein Oser Tzvash, Udover Tamuah. He says this idea that he says he matters the potatoes in the second pot is dover tamua. The sha'alti the kamar rabbonik shishai. I asked many older rabbonim. See, that's a big mussar haskel. You have to ask. You can't just on your own. The shach would say, I'm the shach. Even though he's the shach, and probably these rabbani kashishai we probably never have heard of, never will hear of. But the shach realized that, you should ask the rabbani kashishai to get their opinion. At least get their opinion here, hear what they have to say. Gedolei Amorim. Again, these Gedolei Amorim probably never heard of them, who they are. But the shach said he spoke to them. V'kulam omru pe'echad sheme'olam nogim leser kol ha'taruvas. He says, no, even the second pot is usher. But the Taz of the Lechor makes a lot of sense. The Taz is not really saying his own chiddush, he's just explaining the Tosfos, Trey Mashehu. And he coined the phrase. Trey Mashehu Lom Rima. Yeah. So he says, so what's wrong? I think it's great. I think the Taz is great. So what is he having against the Taz? Velo domi, v'mashakos v'tosiv ha-rosh v'atur gabi min b'minu l'Rav Yehuda, v'nesu ha-chatiha t'kilu v'mashu v'machvas minu v'smash v'chachim v'chatiha t'feiris, Hena says, v'mashu v'chachim v'chachim v'minim. Also, by the time he came into the law, I'm reading the Chachatich and Asis Vela, came into the law, Nesu Benos and Tam, came back and remember, it was a Mashim, Shachitich, yes, I call it the Harris. Chachitich, Law, Nesu Vela. You need Nesu Vela, you need a Ben. And came along, he also Mashim, the Gavin Chachitich, says, Mino, the Lush Shamina, and the Rabbi Hu, the Lama Vim, Mino, Lobotel, or Shah also Men, who shall Isim Vado. Oh, so he says, a different Pshad in Tosfos. He says, why do you need Hanan to make a din of Isamashu? To ask for the second thing. So we were learning because you need a din be'en, and if you don't have a din be'en, so then what? So then you don't have the chiddush of mashu. So the only way to get a din be'en is to say Hanan. So according to Rabbi Natan, you could say Hanan b'shari surim, but you only say it if you have Nesinas Tam. A mashu won't trigger off Hanan. But he says a different word. The came into Chaticha l'onas as a veilim came l'havi also mashu l'gabi ha-chaticha z'chayos minu. L'shemino Rabbi Yehuda d'oma min b'minu l'botil eksha osam min hu shal isser l'vado. He says like this. He says that the idea of Isamashahu is the, like you have a piece of chametz, a piece of treif, well, a piece of nyan nesach, whatever. And Isser Mashu was only said when the whole thing is Usser. Right? But say you have Balua. So what's Pshat in Balua? What's Pshat in Balua? Why is Balua, if you don't say Hanan, and you have Balua in the potato, right? Say the case of the potato. It was cooked with bread, and now it's transferred to, you know, but there was shishim, and now it's transferred to another pot. So what's this potato now? This potato is chametz in there, and potato in there. Right? So there's Isser and Heter in there. Now what's in the next pot? What's the next pot? Well, so the next pot is the potatoes. So he says, like, so let's get back to the case of let's talk about the case of in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. Let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda's case. What was Rabbi Yehuda's case? That you had a piece of basar, and now the vela fell on the piece of basar, and there was, and let's say, so if there would not be any, so if there would be Nesinas Tam, then the whole chaticha is a chefetz shalisa. And now it'll ask for everything else in the next thing. But if there's no Nesinas Tam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's still a Dinei Samashu. Right? So why won't... But then, with just a Dinei Samashu, it's not going to answer the other. Why not? Because if it's only an Isser Mashu, that means the Isser is Isser Mashu, and the rest of the Chaticha is Heter. Right? So you have a Dover Isser and a Dover Heter falling into the next pot of meat, which is Kulo Heter. Right? So now we say that that's not called Mimbamino, because Mimbamino is only when there's only Isser that falls in. But if you have Isser and Heter, so you don't view that as Mimbamino. Because even though it's meat and meat, it's all meat here. But it says that since, so therefore, if you'll say Hanan, in the case where there's what, and the scene is Tam, then the whole Chatich is Aser. So Chatich Shal Isser fell in, it's going to Aser. But if it's going to be Heter and Isser, because you didn't say Hanan, and you'll only have the Isser Mashahu of the piece of meat, so then it's going to be Isser and Heter falling in, right? And that's not called Mimbamino. Mimbamino is only when it's Kulo Isser falling into Heter. But if it's, one second, but if it's part Isser, part Heter, so then that's not called Mimbamino. That's called Mimbashaino Mino. Because Mimbamino is when there's a Min Isser that fell into the Heter. But if the Min Isser fell together with Heter, so that's like two minim. So it's not called Mimbamino. And Mimela, you don't have the din of Isser Mashu. Because Isser Mashu is only when it's only an Isser Mashu. So if you'll say, one second, If you say Hanan, then the whole Chaticha is Isser, so that's Isser falling into Heter. But if it's Isser and Heter falling into the Heter, then that's called like Min B'Shein Amino, and then there's no din of Lobotim. So his Chapit is that usually when there's an Isser Mashahu, so the din of Isser Mashahu usually, like by Yai Nesach, is only by Min B'Mino. But there's usually not an Isser Mashahu by Min B'Shein Amino. So if you have treif wine that fell into kosher wine, and you have shishim, it still won't be bottle because it's Min B'Mino. But if it's...
It won't be bottle.
But if Min B'Shein Amino, if treif wine falls into orange juice, so then that's Min B'Shein Amino. So that could be bottle. But Chametz B'Pesach has a unique characteristic to it, that it's an Issa Mashahu, even in B'Shein Amino. Because other Issa Mashahus are only Issa Mashahu, like Yai Nesach, only Min B'Mino. Chametz B'Pesach is not only when it's Min B'Mino, it's even Min B'Shein Amino. So granted, you're going to tell me that Chametz was balu into potatoes, and then the potatoes into the other potatoes. And so he says the reason why in the case of the Gemara you have to say Hanan is because if you don't, it won't be considered Min B'Mino. It will be considered Min B'Shein Amino. But by Chametz B'Pesach, where even Min B'Shein Amino has an Issa Mashahu, so Memela, it's going to be Usser even in the second Kedera, which the Taz considered to be a Trey Mashahu B'Mutter, the Shach would ask him. I'll take your question in a sec. So that's what he writes over here. On the left side of the fourth line, the Chavetz of Pesach, the Chavshil, Kevin Shaoser, the Mashu, Ben Bemino, Ben Shalom, Menino, Imkin, a field tamer, the Kevin Shakoch, Achel, Shal Hetem, Uvbo, Hoshid, Edo, Mino, Mikomokom, Haoser, the Mashu, a field Shalom, Menino. But by Rabbi Huda's sheet, it has to be the din of Mashu is only Min B'Mino no bato. But here, and other things, it's only Min B'Mino ain't a bato. But if you want to apply that to Chametz Pesach, he thinks he can't apply it to Chametz Pesach because his board is not a din to just stop Trey Mashu no Rina because you need a bed. It's you don't say the second Mashu because if it's Bataruvas, it's not because it's bad. Then Heter and we don't view it as a Issa Min B'Mino and Issa Mashu because there's Heter falling in also. To tell you the truth, I'm more with the Taz on this one.
And how did you explain about both
of the Ephraim? The Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim would be that if you say Hanan, then it's Kulo Issa.
Then
it's Min B'Mino.
And
the Rebbeinu Ephraim would say that if it's Mesinas Tam,
then it's considered
Ba'en. So even though there's some Tarovas, but Lamai said Mesinas Tam makes it, it affects the whole.
Ba'en,
or you use the word,
like. Uses that word.
Right.
The Rebbeinu Ephraim uses the Ba'en.
Yeah, so the Ba'en means that the whole thing is.
If you view them as like separate things.
It's also because you see the Tam and the Kulo, so the Isser is Nirgash in the whole thing, so we view it as not too certain.
It's the Sinas Tam in the first Kapitel.
Yeah.
Which then falls into the path.
Right.
The thing is, since nothing Tam, you don't need to know about that, we need it to be, because then it's the end.
Right.
So then, wait, then you view it as like, you want to tell it independently?
Well, you could just say the whole
thing. So it is. Minimino means Levad.
Right.
So has the end make it. Unless you say that, that's what it does.
Well, it's
like two things.
Yeah, or it's just in the Tom is
Nirga.
Yeah. Okay, one of those things you'll say. Maybe
it's a little counterintuitive, even though it now becomes more similar, because before it was just a render,
So it's dissimilar, and yet that's the din of the Vino. Now that the Hefty Enter becomes also partially Hefter, that's more similar to the Hefter, now it comes in the Shino.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. So I'm not the full card carrying member of the Shach. You know, it is a little bit, but just understand what he's saying, and you're right. It's a little bit,
Like the
Ron and the Darn. Yeah.
After the
Lord, the Pesach, and the Tachmas,
is
the
Tachmas
of Pesach, or there's
other Nachmas?
That is
the
Nachmas, yeah.
Why don't we say that Shabbos? Why don't we say that it's similar to what we learned by the summons, that the Hether is the Tzar, but the Hether, that it's not actually, it's not really now to the Shemina, it's just immediately the part, Machanah, so the part that's still Hether or whatever is the Tzar, but the Hether and the Chad, and there, I guess that is sort of, it's... Why don't you say it's not the Mina anymore? Are you saying that if you're the Karamar and the Star of Israel, or whatever, so then the gospel of Lord is actually not, so now it's like this Hefer and Isser kind of falling into the so what if we say that part
we'll think about it. Okay.
How does this explain that? I mean, how does this go against the Chazal saying that we only count the Bli as the Rashi?
So
yeah, the Chacham is not going to be about the Mishnah Amino, you know, so that we still need the Dano.
He's saying the Pshat is if you need the Mishnah Amino. In other words, if the whole thing's going to be termed Chacham Isser. Then we say this Issa and Hetta fall in, we do that like two minim, so to speak.
Yeah, why is that going against the
Taz's position? The Taz says that if you don't say Hanan, so then it's not the end. And Mamela, therefore, when it comes into the second pot, the chametz stick and potato that will aser because there's no be'en, and the issur mashu is only when it's be'en, because that's the chiddush of the issur mashu when it's a be'en, and therefore you can't say shrei mashu, because shrei mashu was always going to be the first mashu is a be'en and the second mashu is a bli'en.
Right. But how does it go against
them? So he had a different pshat of why this second mashu, the potato cannot, you know, what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, why is it mutter? Because it's not a be'en. He's saying, well, it's not just that it's not a be'en, it's that once it's not a be'en, so then it's heter and it's a heter falling in. And then we don't view that as member mino. We only view the member mino as if it's Isser alone falling in. Think about it for 20 years. Okay. So another thing I wanted to show you is we discussed yesterday, whenever we discussed it, whether the din of Canaan. Bishari Surim is not a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Right? So there's a Tosfos and a Rabbi Akiva Eiger about this. Yeah, take a look on page 5. So So in Parshas Matos, we're given the halachas of Heksher Kalim. Right, they won Machemes Midyan, and they do Heksher Kalim. So, now, the whole concept of Heksher Kalim in the Torah is only if you want to use the Kalim within 24 hours of when it's straight. After 24 hours, it's mutter, without Heksher Kalim. Only also be Drabbanim. But the Torah was before the Drabbanim. So the whole Heksher Kalim and the Chumash is within 24 hours. So the question is, how are you going to... So normally, when we have a Kali to be Machshir, so if it's a small Kali, a little fork, you can get a big pot, and you put it in, and it'll be part of the Shishim. But if the pot itself is big, so it's not going to be Bakal Mashishim. And say a pot gets trafed, so either you can put it in another pot, or you can boil water in the pot itself. But you don't have Shishim in the pot, can I get this big pot? So how does it work? So we wait 24 hours. And then we discuss that the bleem will come out. I'll go back in. But now when it came back in, Tchilas Buyoso Levgam. And Tchilas Buyoso Levgam is Mutter. Lechatchila without any Heksher Kalim. But you have to realize when the Torah is speaking, it's only speaking within the 24 hours. Because after the 24 hours, you don't even need a Heksher. So then how in the world are you going to ever be Machshir a big pot? You're going to boil water in it, then the bli will come out, it'll go back in. And it's still Tam Shvach. It's not Tam Pogum. So how does that work? So for halacha l'maisa, for us it works that we wait for 24 hours, but that's not what the Tosis is speaking. That's not what the Torah is speaking about. So that's Tosis as the kasha. He says, "Ulfi peish rabbeinu Ephraim, v'adai michem asher tiva chosu lagil kli midyam dahashta yor gedola she'efshar lagil b'sochli acher heichi b'shtarya ha'in mayim yeshishim levata la'iser." Right? In other words, what do we normally do? If you have a big pot, so usually you don't put it in a, you don't have to get a super, it's not a big pot, a big soup pot, it's got treif. So the way we capture it is we boil hot water in it. You don't put the big pot into a bigger pot, you don't have such a bigger pot. Like a little fork you can put in the pot, but a pot, you don't put it in a bigger pot, you just boil water in the pot. So what we do is we wait the 24 hours and the bleah comes out and goes back in. But Bisman, the Torah, they weren't doing that. So how do you have a kasher? How do you have a kasher big pot? In far as the Torah is concerned, when you're doing the heksher within 24 hours, because after 24 hours, it's what? It's mutter without anything. So Tosa says, right, because if we're doing it within 24 hours and there's no shishim in the water connected to the pot, in other words, the water that the pot contains is not going to be 60 times the thickness of the pot itself, so you have a treif pot as far as the Torah is concerned. You boil water in it, so the water gets into the lot, the bleah goes into the water, but it's treif because you don't have shishim, and then it goes back into the lot, into the pot. So then and this is not tchilas b'losu l'fkam, this is tchilas b'losu l'shrach, because it's within 24 hours. So then how do you have a kasher? So, as far as the Torah, what's the Tan Chumash? Oh, so Tosa says, the Pshat is, that true, it goes back in, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say Hanan, so, when it goes back in, into the water, so it's going to be diluted by the water. And then part of it is going to go back in. But when it goes back in, it goes back in proportionately less than it came out, because some of it's going to stay in the water and some of it's going to go back in, and the water doesn't become treif, the water's still kosher. It's that it has treif in it, so you won't be able to drink that water because there's treif in it. But so therefore, some will go back in, then empty out the water, fill it up again. So you'll do Hagolah 2-3 times, and after you do Hagolah 2-3 times, each time will leave some in the water, and proportionally won't go back in. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole water becomes a Chefetz Shel Isser, right? So then, everything that came out went back in, because the water itself is a Chefetz Shel Isser. So he says, only according to Rabbeinu Tam could we understand Hechsher Kalim of Kalim Kedolim. So he says, maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say the Torah is only speaking about small Kalim. But the Pashut Shad is speaking about everything. So he says, well, if he pays Rabbeinu Tam, vadei micha. I have a raya in a Pasuk in Chumash. Rabbeinu Ephraim, because without Rabbeinu Ephraim, you won't be able to match your Kalim Gedolim. Unless you say the Torah is always speaking about Kalim Gedolim. So comes to Rabbi Kiveger, and you see that Tosus understood the whole machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam is on a Daraisa level. Because if it would be on the Darabana level, then there's nothing to talk about. He's mepalpeling in Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim how they understood a Pasuk Chumash. So that is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Ha'ara from this Tosis. Yeah, what page? Yeah, on page 18. There's Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom. See, because the Shach says the whole discussion of Hanan B'Shari Surim is only a Din D'Rabbanan. In Sifkat Yud Beis. Says Rabbi Kiveger, when he has studied with Divrei Taisis, the Mashiach Shalom Abed Atan, the Chalid Midin, Midian, Echigil, Hayorg Dol, the Vuor, the Sriyalu, the Hu, the Raisa. Right? There's a Murdikaraya. A Murdikaraya. What are we talking about? Is Hanan Daraisa or B'Shari Surim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and whether you say it or not say it, is that a shayla of a. So the Shach says in Yud Beis, Yesh Omrim Damrina B'Chol Yisurim, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. But then he says, Chazal Ogram Shemarid, B'Chol Mokum B'Chol Yalma, Ein Olmid Rabbanon. Even if you say Hanan B'Shari Surim, it's only a Din Rabbanon. So Rabbi Kiveger says, what are you talking about? It's only a Din Rabbanon. It's a very Shatosis. That it's a Din D'Oraisa. Maybe Dick. Maybe Dick. So how do you get out of that? So what Rav Yonatan Eibshitz gets out of it? Rav Yonatan, no, it's Rav Yonatan who says this. So we know the Taz HaYadua, the double codes are Taz HaYadua. Right, the Taz is a famous Yisod that if the Torah matches something beferish, Chazal can't answer it. Right, there was, the Torah says you can blow Rosh, Taz has a kasha, We don't blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, which we might carry. Why should we blow shofar any year? We should blow shofar. Because it's like, there's an issur of blowing musical instruments on Shabbos Shem Nisakin, so that should have done away with the whole mitzvah shofar. So the Taz says, yeah, but the Torah says there is a mitzvah shofar. So Chazal can't say there's no mitzvah shofar. They can say not to do it in certain years. That they can do. But they can't get rid of it totally. So that's the famous Taz. He is in other places, 3-4 places in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav David Cohen, a Shlita from Brooklyn, he decided to make a list of all the places that he's found throughout his learning that this Taz is applicable. Or, okay, there's a lot to say. So the Achronim give a terrace. I think it's the Mata Yonason. Maybe you'll find it for me in the packet here. Well, 24. Morty Dubin says it's page 24. So I go with Morty Dubin. And it says it's page 24. Page 24. Yeah. And you see, the Matan Yonason, right? So if you look at the Matan Yonason, he says, no, but the Torah says you can do Hagolas Kalim, right? So that means the Torah is saying the Feirish that there's no Hanan B'Shari Sur. So that how can Chazal make a list of the Rabbanon? So it must be that they couldn't. And that's the right Rabbi Ephraim. And that's the Pshat in Tosis. Not that it's a the Pashup Shad is the Raisi, which they built for me. How do you learn Shad the Chumash according to Rabbeinu Tam? And Rabbeinu Prime, the answer is, Tosuk can mean to say a different word. That since the Torah Matir at Hagolah, it will kill him, so then, and the only way to do Hagolah, if it's a big Kli, is assuming there'll be multiple Hagolahs, and each time it'll dilute a little, because if you say Hanan, then it's not going to dilute a little bit, anything. Because anything comes in, all the water is told the Yosef. So the Mela, it must be that the Torah is assuming there's a preferential pasuk chumash that you don't say chanam b'shari surim. So then, how can Rabbeinu Tam say there's a nisid rabbanon? It must be that Rabbeinu Ephraim is right, and that's how the. Yeah, right. You could say that. That's Tosa's way out. But the simple shot is that the Torah speaking Hagolah doesn't say Mashra any Kalim that one would mind. So that was Tosus, and in Hanami, you can learn that shot in the continuation of Tosus. But you don't have to assume that. So that's. Tosus to Ven Rabbi Tam. Maybe the Torah speaking only mentioned small Kalim. That's in that same Tosus.
No. Like Rabbi Tam to say that you can take it. There's no way that.
Right, there's no way to say that. Well, there will be. We'll see. There could be a way to do it, but you can be pogim within 24 hours, maybe. Right? When we discussed Eifra pogim, they used that defense. Okay. Okay, you have to think about these. So I left today because I knew it would take me an hour to explain the Shach, the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef together with the Tosis, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Rabbi Yonason Aish. Well, and Lach Malach is a discussion whether you say Lach Malach, whether Hanan be, yeah, okay, but that I wasn't planning to talk about right now. Okay, so, but this is something you have to think about, to get it, to really understand, it's Cheshmendik, to really understand what the Tosa said, and how you understand Rabbi Ephraim, how you understand Rabbi Tam, how did the Taz understand it? How did the Shach understand it? And then go to the other Tosas. What did Tosas say? What did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? And what did the Shach say? And what did the Rabbi Yonason Aifer say? That's why I knew for sure I needed at least an hour to present this. And Apple Peking, you still have to think it through for another 30 years. But at least start thinking about it now.
So
just quickly, so I wouldn't agree that by Basma Kala
there is Hanan
Doraisa,
but
the Bin Ham
and actually
the
Rabbanon Hanan Meshai Surim, where the Tran doesn't agree. That's
just
the
basic argument. Right, and the question is, that it did the right so now?
But even
a Bin
Ham would say it's only
the
Rabbanon.
What, Bashari Sur? Well, that's what we said. Rabbi Akiva Eiger claims that it's a din d'oraisa based on Tosis. And the Shach says it's only a din d'rabbanan. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I have a Tosis. So,